Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Patty Bonanni, who is an endocrinologist and with us this morning. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
How many people are walking around out there with diabetes and have no clue?
Well, it's estimated about 70 million. So there are 100 million people in the United States that either have prediabetes or diabetes.
All right, let's dial back and not assume that anybody knows what diabetes is. If you were to explain it, doctor, I come in and say, what is diabetes?
Well, diabetes is the medical condition when the body can't use glucose or sugar properly, and glucose is sort of the energy that the body needs for the cells to operate.
All right, and when you are diabetic, your body's just not processing the sugar fast enough?
Right. Either you don't make any insulin or you don't make enough insulin, or your body resists insulin and it results in a high blood sugar.
And then if you have high blood sugar, what is the result of that?
So when you have all of this blood sugar circulating in your body, it causes damage to other organs like your heart, your eyes, your kidneys, your nerves. So it really affects every part of the body.
So someone who's walking around in that 70 million population that have no clue, what kind of symptoms might they experience that would be a hint, hey, you may want to get this checked?
Well, the scary part is many of them don't have any symptoms at all. And when you develop symptoms, sometimes it's farther along in the course. So symptoms to look for would be unexplained weight loss, excessive thirst, excessive urination, or blurred vision. But the important thing is to go see your physician, be screened, especially if you're at risk for developing diabetes.
Who would be at risk?
So after the age of 45, your risk increases. People who have a family history or someone related to them with diabetes, obese people, people that are inactive, when certain ethnic groups are more prone to diabetes.
Which ethnic groups?
So Native Americans, Hispanics, African Americans are at higher risk compared to other populations.
We're with Dr. Patty Bonanni, endocrinologist with Allegheny Health Network. What is the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
That's a great question. In type 1, those patients don't make insulin because their pancreas, which is the source of insulin, can't make insulin. In type 2, it's more of a resistance to insulin. There's insulin there, but it's not enough where the body can't use it properly. But both of them can end up with the same type of complications.
Is having diabetes something that the person causes themselves, or is it just a natural process that their body doesn't cooperate?
Yeah, that's also a great question. People think that diabetes is caused by eating too much sugar, which is not the case. The sugar causes weight gain, which can increase your risk, but the other risk factors that we talked about are why people develop diabetes.
And, doctor, in terms of the medical and technological advances over the years, I know so much effort has been put into this, particularly with juvenile diabetes and people that, you know, because there's such a prevalence of it. What have we discovered, and are we any closer to figuring out how to, you know, treat and maybe reverse it?
Yeah, there's been a great deal of research lately, mainly because there's such an increase in the incidence of both type 1 and type 2. For type 1, there are some great new technologies that help mimic the body's production of insulin, and there are more things on the horizon. But the interesting thing is for type 2, there are also great things coming down the road and things here, but it comes back to lifestyle changes, having a healthy diet, keeping your weight healthy, and staying active.
Why do you hear cases where people lose a toe because of diabetes?
Yeah, that's actually happening less and less, but If you have diabetes that hasn't been controlled for a long time and may develop an injury, they can sometimes do damage that would lead eventually to an amputation. So that's usually fairly preventable if you see your physician regularly and don't smoke. That's a big thing.
So today, what would your advice be to the general population listening at the moment in terms of being aware and getting checked?
Yeah, make sure you get screened, especially if you have risk factors for diabetes, and stay as healthy as you can through lifestyle changes.
And screened is a blood test, right?
Well, yes, screened is a blood test.
Okay.
World Diabetes Day, a great opportunity for the family and awareness. Dr. Patty Bononi, endocrinologist at Allegheny Health Network, brought to us by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, 412 Doctors, a great resource. We appreciate you, Doc. Thanks. Great information.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.